our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 235, the stanzas 1-3. O Lord, my petition heed, and now help me in my need, my Savior be. I am thy servant, Lord. My trust is in thy word. Mercy to me afford, I cry to thee. And what follows? Psalter 235, the three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 43, the verses 1 through 21. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Isaiah 43, the first 21 verses. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou wast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, we have heard out of thy holy word, where thou hast declared who thou art. Thou reignest over everything. Thou hast everything in thy hands. Thou upholdest the heavens and the earth. And then we have heard also of thy power. I, the Lord, will work it, and who shall let it? Lord, when by renewal on this holy day of rest, we attempt to draw nigh unto thee, wilt thou fill our hearts with that awe, with that reverence, where thou art enthroned above. Thou beholdest the children of men, and thou hast promised in thy word, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, and that thou lovest the gates of Zion above all the habitations of Jacob. Lord, may we be humbled under all thy goodness and under all thy mercies. Give a heart. Oh, it is not found in the natural heart, that true bewilderment, that humility, and that reverence, 'tis the work of thy Spirit, Lord. Thou granteth unto us and our children so many blessings, also in this day, the health, the strength, the opportunity to come up to thy house. For many it is not possible. And then we also remember the needs in the realm of nature, the thirsty earth. May it please thee to grant refreshing showers, where also in this country there are so many fires. Many have lost their goods, their homes, lives have been lost, and then the firefighters are given to experience oftentimes that they stand so helpless, that a higher hand is necessary concerning the wind and the showers, perhaps. Undoubtedly in this day, there have been those on account of the fires that they could not go up to thy house. And what maketh us to differ? Lord, we humbly beg of thee that in this evening hour, by the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou may fulfill what we have heard out of thy precious word. Ah, those from afar, daughters and sons, that they shall be brought unto thee. And then what rich promises we have heard for thy people. Ah, those fear nots, Lord. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house. Also those souls with many fears concerning their soul, riddles, perplexities, providential trials, the burden of sin, that they know it no more. But, Lord, thou hast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. May there be no resting outside of that only rest, and that is thee, O Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may it please thee to bless thy word, that thy kingdom may be extended. Boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, that they may be stopped, that they may be turned around, that they may be placed in their guilt, and that they may become true seekers, and that seekers may become finders. Lord, bless the means of grace in the church. Help the consistory to that end. Bless thy word in the midst of the family circles, and bless thy word in our Christian school, where it soon hopes to commence. So we commend the school board unto thee, when they hope to gather in this week. Wilt thou remember and help the administration, all the staff, with all the preparations that are necessary. May it be carried upon the wings of prayer. And, Lord, do grant the tender fear of the Lord. That is the beginning of wisdom. We commend thy church unto thee, over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember all thy truly called servants. Wilt thou remember and uphold the persecuted church? Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants and the team, and the husband and wife that are studying that new language. Do make it easy for them, that in due time that he may become a sower of the word. Lord, remember the nations of the earth, also our poor nation. Remember our province. Remember our leaders. May it please thee to yet grant a returning, while it can yet and while it may yet. We read in thy holy word that two angels have come to Sodom and Gomorrah, no longer with a calling to repent, that was too late, but where they have let Lot and his family out. And, O Lord, then we read of Lot who was lingered, and the wife of Lot who has become a pillar of salt. Well, thou remember all the temporal needs. We commend unto thee all our elderly ones. And then in this week when thou granteth it, an old father hopes to commemorate with his dear wife 87 years. They may still dwell together, still go in and out. Then how good they art, how wilt thou grant them a special day to experience thy loving kindness in their hearts. Another widow, she hopes to commemorate 80 years, has reached the age of the strong. Remember her in her widowhood and in the climbing of the years together with the family circle. We remember all widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought dear ones to the grave. Do continue to uphold them, and all under the physician's care, those that struggle with continual pain, weariness of the body, all under the physician's care, are those that stand in need of healing and strengthening. We remember all family circles, special crosses, special burdens. Remember the handicapped, and may love abound in the midst of the family circles. May we be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, do grant thy help. Remember also thy servant, who may be in our midst, and who may proclaim thy holy word in the language of our fatherland. Wilt thou also stand on his right and on his left, and that he may experience in a special way thy help, thy presence, and that thy word may be blessed. Remember his congregation which he has left behind. Lord, take so away everything that could be a hindrance. And then we also commend once more unto thee the fathers and mothers who have presented their little ones to receive the sacrament of holy baptism. Lord, may they not be finished. May it be the beginning when there is no beginning, that the souls may truly be bound upon the heart, that they may be given to cry unto thee, and that it may be continual examination. Thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee, And thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 117, the four stanzas. As pants the heart for streams of living water, so longs my soul, O living God, for thee. I thirst for thee my heart is yearning. When shall I come thy gracious face to see? And what follows? Psalter 117, the four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 27, the verses 20 through 25. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Our theme was Paul's comforting testimony in the midst of the stormy sea, with three thoughts: the need for this testimony, the reminder in this testimony, and thirdly, the confession by this testimony. Beloved congregation, with our text words, then the Apostle Paul has already sailed far on his journey. So also the summer months, preparations are being made for a new school year. Then how quickly our journey goes. And then by renewal, congregation, I ask you, where is your journey to? Only two destinations, two ways, and two peoples. And then the wonder needs to take place in our heart and in our life. The Apostle Paul has experienced much. And then we have also heard, when they have left the fair havens, that a south wind has blown. That was also a trial for the Apostle Paul, because he has admonished the crew, the passengers, that it would not be wise to depart. And then the south wind blowing. So it can also be in the church. Think of Asaph and Psalm 73. Man had not an easy life, well, a blessed life. Was one of those chosen ones, a child of God, who was written in the book of the Lamb, chosen, purchased, and wrought upon. And then God's word clearly declares that the wicked they shall not prosper, but Asa of trouble every morning, and for the wicked no troubles. How that people can be troubled, but also concerning that nominal Christendom, where it seems that the south wind blows, seems they can always believe, always think, always submit, no trouble with a murmuring heart, and their journey seems to be smooth. Not that the true people becomes jealous, but how they can be attacked, that with them it is so different. I read in Luke 18 that the Pharisee, that he was given to think that he was not as other people, and as that publican and what he has done. There are times with the publican that they are given to think, it's true. Many times they do not even dare to use that word, but that they are given to thank the Lord also in church, that all people, they are not like them. Do you understand it? In the way of conviction and to experience more and more that pollution and the evil that dwells within. Does that happen in the family circles? In the evening, husbands and wives, are there then those hard talks that is necessary, that you are given to speak to one another concerning what you have heard, and not to build one another up in the way of feelings and emotions? That also happens, because matters need to be experienced. But that perhaps a husband, that he is given to tell his dear wife that he was thankful, not worth it to use that word, but a husband that has to confess that even in God's house, working on the field, building, trying to solve difficulties, and that it has become true that the birds have picked most of it away, and that little that has fallen, that was choked by the riches and pleasures of the world, but that he may tell his wife that he was still glad, that he is glad sideward, and that he was given to see that his dear wife, that she was listening so attentively, maybe even wiped away a tear, and also the children, that there were better ears in God's house than him. Then we have heard much has been cast overboard. We have heard concerning the sales, they have used the means. And when we read concerning those sales, can also have reference in the original to an anchor that was such a storm that they would let down some heavy beams bundled together and lower them into the ocean, that the upper currents and the wind, that they would not take them southward, because we have heard young people, do you remember those gritted quicksands, sometime called the graveyard of shipmen, that they have dreaded them with great fear. And now we have heard, was the 13th day taken very little food and drink, because soon in our chapter we shall hear of a 14th day, and that all hope was being taken away, as it were, that each wave was telling the crew, the ship, that soon they would be overwhelmed, the depth, that soon it would swallow their ship up, and that the wind would sink them. But now a blessing and a privilege, that on that ship, that there was a servant of the Most High, a few others, as we have heard, was different than with Jonah 1, their Jonah. He was the cause of the storm. But now Paul, he may be a comfort in the storm. And then we have heard that an angel has come, boys and girls. How do you think that the angel has found that ship? We read in Psalm 139, verse 9, that the Lord is present also at the ends of the sea. And that angel, as an ambassador of Christ, then he had a specific address, a specific place, with a specific message. Does that happen in our life, congregation? That there are times with a need in the night watches and in the scriptures, then the night that figuratively speaks of ignorance, of unbelief, impossibilities, and the assaults of the prince of darkness. That does not mean, congregation, that the Lord does not visit his people otherwise. God's people know of those times when it pleases the Lord to come over, when he may shed his love abroad, overwhelmed with his goodness, that they may be given to rejoice, to sing the praises of the Most High. There are times in the night watches that they may experience that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. There may be times in the night watches that the Lord grants special instruction, and that the Lord grants special encouragement. Nevertheless, in those night watches of trials and afflictions, then many lessons are learned which cannot be learned elsewhere. And then the angel of the Lord, first, that was the reason, because we hope to hear of precious things, whom I am and whom I serve. Thus also in this evening hour, then a reflection service upon what we have seen and heard in this morning, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism that can be so profitable. Does that take place? That we are given to reflect also upon the sacrament of holy baptism and to examine, because by the sacrament then we bear his banner and his ensign, already a great blessing, when we may be under the external administration of the covenant, let us never despise it. But now the need. There is a people upon the earth where that has become their concern, that they need to become an other's, that I am no longer my own, but belong to that faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who has redeemed his people from all their sins. And now we read in verse 22, "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer." That word has also been spoken to Paul in Acts 23, verse 11, after he has been arrested and brought to the castle. Then those two same words have been spoken, although in the original, in the Greek, then that word in Acts 23, that is a different word than we find in this chapter. The word in Acts 23 that more or less refers to having good courage. To that end, the Dutch Bible has translated those words to have good courage. And then we would say translation is very difficult work. But that in chapter 23, that the Dutch word would perhaps be a little closer. But in our chapter, that the English word is closer to the original word. And then what a blessing when the Lord, because the Lord has spoken to Paul, and Paul only had to give out what he has received to be of good cheer. And now concerning those words, then we read the same words to be of good cheer, that those words have been spoken three times by Jesus. And congregation, may I now ask you, what would now give you the greatest rejoicing in this evening hour? What to hear and what to know? Then the first time we read that Jesus has spoken those words, good cheer, they were spoken in Matthew 9, verse 2, to that man of the palsy that was carried by four. He could not walk. And now we can understand that man, what a longing he must have had that he could walk like other people. But what words did Jesus now speak to him? "Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Is that our need, congregation? Is that our desire? Have we become a sinner? Paul has exhorted the crew and the passengers at that fair havens not to sail any further. But now in the great storm, then the ship was given to listen. There are people, many people, that listen not to the Lord when everything goes smoothly in their life. Lord, as a people, also by the goodness of God, but so many, when everything goes smoothly and well, south wind, that we hearken not to this word, then it is a blessing, because there are also many, when the Lord comes with adversity, with difficulties, and with sorrow, that they still do not listen. But it is a blessing when the Lord sends trials, that we are given to listen. Oh, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to uncover us to our condition, to our sins, to our lost state, that room may be made for that precious gospel. The second time that we read in the scriptures that Christ has spoken those words, be of good cheer, that was in Matthew 14. After Christ has fed a great multitude, 5,000, without men and women. And then he has constrained those disciples to go into the ship. And what did Christ do? He went up on a mountain. And there he prayed for his church. Oh, concerning Paul, he had a praying and thanking high priest at the right hand of the Father. And then a terrible storm has come upon the Sea of Galilee. And then Jesus, he has walked upon the waves. They were very affrighted, thought it was a spirit. Are there souls that have been troubled with those matters? Believed that the Lord has spoken unto them special and precious things, given to embrace it by the arms of faith, given to sing, and given to wait. But then such a terrible storm, and that the question arises, was it self, strong desire, or was it maybe the devil? And then they can become so troubled, because if it was of the Lord, and then to think that it was of the devil, all troubled with the sin against the Holy Ghost. But now Christ, he has said to those disciples, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. The third time we find those words spoken by Christ before he would go to the cross in that upper room in John 16 verse 33. In the world ye shall suffer persecution, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Ah, the Lord, he knows what his people stand in need of them, in need of. He knows their fears, their distresses. He knows what to speak and how to speak. And all concerning that good cheer, than, as it were, than the King this morning hour with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, with the sprinkling of water, which points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, as it were, then the King says to poor and needy sinners that cannot wash themselves, black, vile sinners, many a storms, many a doubt, and many a fear. Then, as it were, then the King says to his child, be of good cheer. I have shed my precious blood for you, and this I do to show, to instruct, and to grant that pledge. Thus, for the Apostle Paul, what an encouragement, because we have heard it, that Paul, with Luke, Aristarchus, has come in deep trials. But Paul, do you not know the Bible? Oh, he has sat at the feet of Gamaliel, and he also had the prophet Isaiah. Oh, he has read those words concerning the church, what we read in the second verse, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Then Paul, hast thou not read in verse 16, thus saith the Lord, which maketh the way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters. Paul has written to the Corinthians of a faithful God that brings his church into the fellowship of his dear Son. He has written in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3, the God of all comfort, and in the 20th verse, that the promises of God are yea and amen. The church learns that without him, they can do nothing. So dependent upon the leading of the Holy Spirit. And now further than Paul, oh, he was given to tell to that people that there would not be loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. How that people must have been encouraged. Because those people, those men, many had dear wives, young men maybe engaged. How their thoughts must have multiplied, what it would be to never see one another again. And we do not have to be in a ship congregation. Family circles that know it. Husbands and wives kissed each other goodbye in the morning to never see one another again. Sons and daughters that have left the home to never return, but what an encouragement, but of the ship. And then Paul was given to speak those special words, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, and then the testimony, whose I am and whom I serve. How is that with us, congregation? Precious words. Whose I am and whom I serve. And with the sacrament of holy baptism, then under that external administration of the covenant, we have become bearers of the name of a thrice holy God. Great privilege, a great responsibility. How often do we think of it? Blessing for the time, not enough for the eternity. We need the grace of God. It is written of the Bishop Ignatius in the early church. He lived in Antioch. And because of the rich blessing upon his preaching, that the heathen temples have become empty. And then the Lord sent a great earthquake in that city with much destruction. And then the heathens have blamed the Christians. Many times takes place when special happenings take place upon the world. We have seen it in the time of COVID. The Lord, the idol of the world, where they trusted in vaccination, they were disappointed, and to that end had more difficulty laying blame. But now when that city of Antioch, that bishop, that minister, he was arrested, and he was brought before Caesar Trajan, and he was examined, and then he was given to give that precious testimony that a servant of the Most High, he was a God-bearer, given to testify that by the grace of God, by true saving faith, that Christ may dwell in his heart. Those are good things to read, boys and girls. Also of that early church, and it is true, the end. He was also taken to Rome, and in those large cities in those days, they had large sports arenas, a large space with all seats, thousands of people, but then it is recorded that Christians, that they would never come in those places. Hope that's also with us, not physically, but also that we do not follow organized sports and that we get involved. And then in those sports arenas, underneath those seats, boys and girls, they had cages with lions that were kept very hungry. And then in the middle of that arena, they would have a Christian, also that old minister. And then they open the cages, and they were consumed. For that minister, who's taken into heaven, whose I am, and whom I serve. Let us also mention, do we know who Polycarp is? He was the minister of Smyrna. He was also arrested, and he was said, if you recant, deny the Lord Jesus Christ, you may go free. Do you know, people, what he has said? That precious testimony. For 86 years, I have served him. He has saved my soul, done nothing but good. How can I deny him, whose I am and whom I serve? Whose are we, congregation? Let me first ask another question. Oh, perhaps souls, that is our desire and our longing. That is our need, that we may save by true saving faith. Lord, stay number one, that I am not my own, but with body and soul, life and death, that I belong to my precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed me from all my sins. Is that your desire, congregation? Is that now your true desire? Is that your main concern? Have you become the sinner, a great sinner? Profound impressions of the justice of God that we cannot appear without that precious Savior, O souls. Shall the Lord now give those true desires, that thirsting and longing that exercises sometime by day and by night? Oh, it is not that those souls have no hope, because they have been conquered by love. Oh, that love that the Lord sheds abroad in the heart. But they need the pardoning of their sins. Whose I am, whose are we, congregation? Who is our master? And who is our king? By nature, then we cannot repeat what Paul has stated on that stormy ship. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, do you know what our testimony is? I still am in my natural state under the banner of the devil, serving the world, can also be in a religious way, O Saul, as that Pharisee, blameless life, commendable, he thought in his former life that he was also the Lord's. Anyone would be in heaven, it would be Saul. But on that way to Damascus, it has become reality. He was not the Lord's. He was living in enmity, persecuting the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, that free and sovereign grace, then I would say, congregation, in that respect, we may say, be of good cheer. Because that king, we have heard it out of Isaiah 43, sons and daughters from the north, from the south, from the ends of the earth, I, the Lord, will work, and who shall let it? And now we must place ourselves where the Lord in a special way has promised to work, to gather his church. Oh, it is such a wonderful work. It is true. at the time that people cannot give it a name. But they know it has become different. God has become real. Sin has become real. And they become a seeker. And then it is their vehement desire. Ah, that they may be under that banner. And that they may be washed in that precious blood, young and old. What a precious and a God-glorifying confession and testimony. Let us first sing. Psalter 421, the stanzas 5 and 6. O God, our shield with face benign, look on thy servant wholly thine, and keep him, Lord, thou great defender, and what follows. 421, the stanzas 5 and 6. Thank you. O's I am. We are all God's creatures in the way of creation, all under His providence and under His rule, and under the external administration of the covenant, as we read in Article 34 of the Confession of Faith concerning the sacrament of holy baptism, as separated from all other people and strange religions, that we may wholly belong to Him whose ensign and banner we bear, a great blessing, a great privilege. But now on the ship, when Paul has given that comforting testimony, that God glorifying testimony, whose I am, then he was given to speak of the wonder of grace. And whose I am, that did not depend upon the exercise of faith. That is the doctrine of the Arminian, that it depends upon the choosing of men. When they believe, then they are the Lord's. And when they do not believe, they are not. But the Apostle Paul, whose I am, belonging to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Paul could speak of that foundation in that never begun eternity in the Council of Peace, where the Father has chosen Paul, not because of a foreseen faith, but a sovereign act that the Lord has written him in the book of life. Whose I am, based upon the purchase of the Son, where he is purchased, oh, he has given himself in the Council of Peace, as we read in Psalm 40, the verses 7 and 8, where he has come in the fullness of time, where he has also taken all the sins, even that sin of persecution, killed the saints upon him. He has suffered and died. He has taken the place of Paul on the cross. And therefore Paul may say, whose I am, based by the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. But what is now necessary? As whose I am, that shall be experienced, congregation. And is the work of the Spirit to make room for that precious Savior in the heart of His people. We have heard that the ship much has went overboard already. Thus, whose I am by regeneration. It's boys and girls when we receive a new heart. Has that now taken place in our life? A heart that loves the Lord and hates sin. Otherwise, we can pretend I read it in Matthew 7, in the Sermon on the Mount, verses 21 through 23. There shall be many that say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, cast out devils? And I shall say unto them, I never knew thee. Thus we need to be born again. And at that moment, by free and sovereign grace, then such a one is taken from under the dominion of the devil and placed under that glorious banner of Jesus Christ. Does such a one now say immediately with Paul, whose I am? Then they learn, and then they start to weep, because they learn their sins. That brings that separation. They have not listened to those exhortations. The Lord is speaking in the storm, and the Lord wins them over. As young people, you must not think that the Lord is slaves. No, Psalm 110, verse 3. A willing people in the day of his power. Whose I am, what else? By choice. Because then we make that good choice of a Ruth. In Ruth 1, verse 16, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Oh, then they become so jealous of that people that may say, whose I am. And then they have the desire, can be very timid, but they are given to tell the Lord their sins, their desires, their love, that if they may be placed under that banner, then they shall be of such good cheer. Are there such souls in my midst? Or are you still satisfied serving the devil? Such a hard and such a mean master, whose I am, what else? And the way of promise. Those promises in God's word for his people. And what do that people need? Those promises applied. And the arms of faith to embrace. Whose I am. In the way of assurance. Psalm 116, verse 10. I have believed, therefore have I spoken. And in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. Paul was given to state, I know whom I have believed. Oh, what a precious testimony. Then Paul may state, confess, testify, whose I am, that he is my heavenly Father, who cares for me. And even in the storm, because under that testimony, the storm was still raging in all its fierceness. Not one hair can fall from my head. Oh, whose I am, my precious Savior, who has loved me, and he loves me still. The Holy Ghost indwelling in my heart, whose I am, he is my King. Oh, in this testimony, whose I am, then we think of the sweet psalmist of Israel, David. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Then Paul may be given to declare, I am his sheep. He has purchased me and promised that not one of those sheep shall be plucked out of his hand. Oh, then in the midst of the storm, then of Paul, when he was given to testify whose I am, then he was given to state, as it were, with verse 4, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, then, Paul, whose I am, the bridegroom of the bride, the bridegroom who was paid such a rich dowry, he has shed his blood. Oh, whose I am, that great high priest at the right hand of the Father as the high priest in the Old Testament, with that breastplate upon his heart and those stones upon his shoulders, with the 12 tribes of Israel engraven upon that breastplate. Oh, do I not read in Isaiah 49, verse 16? Isaiah 49, verse 16, I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. That is the blessed portion of God's people. The blessed portion of God's people for the time. The blessed portion of God's people for eternity. Are there now souls? The Lord has a people that may be led further and that may declare how they have become his. And those further leadings that is so necessary, let there be no rest outside of a knowledge of the Son of God, whose I am. Who do you belong to, congregation? Are there those that can say in this evening, so cold, unfeeling, I belong not to the Lord, still serving the world? Tell them, the Lord, how hard you are, how unfeeling, and ask the Lord by free and sovereign grace in this evening to arrest, to stop, to enlighten, to shed his love abroad in the heart, that you may become a seeker. Are there souls in my midst? That is the question that you're walking over the earth with. The desire is clear. The need is great. Cannot deny what the Lord has done. Grants that hope. May hear your heart and life declared. Times that you may sing. Maybe even times that you may speak further than you are led. Not the worst times. But with John Newton, there's a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Am I thine or am I not? We must close. And then the answer to the question, who I am, as Paul has stated, whose I am, then the testing mark is, give an honest answer before an all-knowing God, and whom I serve. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank Thee for another Lord's Day and a few words to speak those that do not belong to Thee. May it please Thee to work lovingly in their hearts when there are those that think that they belong to Thee, but are deceiving themselves. Wilt Thou uncover them? Where Thou hast begun, confirm it, grant to further leadings. Lord, watch over us in this week. Wilt Thou guide and protect, keep from sin with its ruinous power. May we be more a praying people. Bring us together in this week for a special prayer service for the education of children, of our dear children. Wilt Thou grant a word to speak? Bring us now safely to our homes. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 426, the stanzas 2 through 5. The cords of death held me in deep despair, the pangs of hell like waves by tempest driven, and what follows, 426, 2 through 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Bless you.